We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin Aleph, the new Mishnah. Talk to Mishnah. Elu ein tzitzim ma'akev v'samilo. These are the pieces of skin that ma'akev v'samilo. Basar achoyfes roiv ha'atara. If the basar covers roiv ha'atara, that's a problem of that there's too much arla left over. Generally, on the Aver, the top of the Aver is not covered completely, but around the Atara, which goes around the circumference of the Aver, a little bit lower down, and that's called Atara. And if most of the Atara is still covered with foreskin, the Loch is, he's still a RL, he doesn't have a Mila yet, but he can't eat Chuma. So what happens after the Mila, Mhoyabal Basar, he was a little flabby, and even after the Mila, it looks like the mila wasn't done. Masaknoi. You have to fix it for a marasayin. It's a marasayin that he should look like an oral, and therefore, even though it sounds like my Mishnah that Be'etzim is not an oral, but it's marasayin, you have to fix it. Movaloi paras amila. If someone did mila but didn't do priya, priya is peeling off the membrane after you peel off the foreskin. And if you didn't do that, kiloi mal, you're not yoitzer the mila. Mila priya is ma'akiv the mila. And mav leparas mila kilu leimal. It's the kilu you weren't mile. You didn't do a mila. Amar Rav Avinu, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba. Amar Rav. That we said that if still foreskin is covering the atara, it's a problem. Basa achayf is roiv goyva shal atara. It doesn't have to be all around roiv of circumference of the atara going all around. Just roiv of the height of the atara is enough of a problem. In one spot, if roiv of the height of the atara is covered, in one spot, that it's a problem, and he's an oral. It says in Mr. Vait, if he was a little heavy, so then it's a problem of marasayin, you have to redo it. Omar Shmuel, katan amasorbal, a katan that's very fat, very chubby, v'basa, royin oisa, kozman shemiskasha, any time when the aver gets hard, v'nir hamol, and it looks like his mol, ain't a tzarech lama. You don't have to do mila. Again, v'lav tzarech lama. If not, you have to do mila. And some of the achronim speak out that this Shmuel is saying more than the Mishnah Marasayin. He's saying that if, when he's miskasha, he looks mol, then that's enough. You don't have to do mila. But even when he's miskasha, he doesn't look like he has a mila. That means he never looks like he has a mila. Then you have to do the mila over. So right now he's a kolash miskashmir amal in tzaruch lomel. When lav tzaruch lomel, he has to do the mila over. Then he has to. It's more than marasayin. Mestita tana, same halacha, but a little different lashon. Mestita tana, rashim mila imer katan masuva basa. Right now he's a kolash miskashmir in tzaruch lomel. If any time he has a kishui and he does not look like he's ma'ol tzaruch lomel, then you have to give him a mila. From lav in tzaruch lomel. If not, you don't have to give him a mila. So they both say the same halacha. Just the way Rashi brings it down is kozman shemiskasha ve'ena niramal tzarach l'mayloi, and according to Shmuel he says if it's niramal in tzarach l'mayloi. So what's the difference? May benayu ikav benayu nira ve'ena nira. If it's not 100% clear, so l'fish Shmuel, you have to be niramal. But if it's nira ve'ena nira, you have to do it again. Masha'inkein, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only thing I have to do it over is if ain't no nira mol, if it's positively does not look mol, then you have to do a mila again. But if it's nira vein nira, if it's not clear, then you won't have to do it over. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is a little more makel. He holds that the only time you have to do it over is only if he never ever looks like a mol. But Rav Shmuel holds that if Miskashi has to look mol, then it's fine. Zok to Gemara Vayit. The Gemara now has a handle just the brachos, the nusach of the brachos of mila. Mal v'loy para. It's in the Mishnah. Mal v'loy para. You're not yaitza. Now our Mishnah to handle the brachas. Tarabon. Hamol, the moyol, oimer, he makes the bracha, asher, kiddishonu, v'mitzvayso, v'tzivonu, al hamilo. Avia ben oimer, he says right after that, asher, kiddishonu, v'mitzvayso, v'tzivonu, achnisa, v'brisa, sh'avram avinu. And ha'oimdim, the people standing there, oimrim, they answer, k'shem, sh'nichnas, v'bris, k'en, k'anais, l'teira, l'chupo, l'maisim, t'ayvim. They give him a bracha that just like he came to Bris, he should go to Tairuch of Maisim Taibim. Vamavarech, and then they make a bracha over a kais. Vamavarech, Oma, Asheri, Kidash, you did me beten. Choik, Besheri, Sam. So Hashem was Mekadish, you did me beten. Who's you did? So Rashi says, you did is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is called you did because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Hafta. And Mibeta means because before he was nailed already, he had the Bris, the Chi of a Bris. So Sherry Kidash Yadid Mi Betan. The Yadid Yitzchak was Kaddish Mi Betan already, and he got the mitzvah Mila. Tosfos actually says it's going on Avraham Avinu. Ayin Sham, but we're learning Rashi Pshat. It means it's going on Yitzchak. Choik b'sheirei sam, sheirei loshem basar, the choik of Milo was put in his basar, v'tzeitzav chosam v'ba'iz bris kayish, and his children were got a chasima with this bris. Alkeim v'schar zois kel chalak yakeinu, adamim to Hashem, kel chalak yakeinu, tzavei lahatzel yedid ha-shareinu v'shachas, save our gufim from Gehenim. L'man brisoi asher som v'shareinu, because v'schus the bris we put into our basar, baruch to Hashem, kareis ha-bris. That's the nusach of the bracha. And by us, we have afterwards the Kriya Shem. But this is the brachas on the Mila. Hamalas agerim, what do you do? Oimer, baruch ata Hashem elekinu melech elam, asher kedishonu b'mitzoyis v'tzivonu ala Mila. That's what the Mayol says. V'amavarich oma asher kedishonu b'mitzoyis v'tzivonu. There's no father here, so you just have a mavarich over a kais. Asher kedishonu b'mitzoyis v'tzivonu lo molas agerim, l'hat v'na dam bris. So it says v'tzivonu. The shaila is, where was there a tzivui to lomol asagerim? It's a good shaila, and the achareinim will deal with it. Some say it's ashenefesh ashasu b'charon, the word of Avraham Avinu, but it's a little bit of a tumul. Exactly where is tzivonu on lomol asagerim? And the last one is lomol asavodim. What do you say? Ma asher kedushonim b'tzivonu tzivonu ala mila. V'avaruch ama asher kedushonim b'tzivonu tzivonu lomol asavodim. Lahat v'nam dam bris. Shemol dam bris. Chukas shemayim v'artos. Kaim u'shnem v'le bris yom v'leiv. Chukas shemayim v'artos. Samti baruch to Hashem. Kares a bris. And this Tosfos speaks out with tzivonu lomol asavodim. Tosfos shenema yilid beisay mikdas kesem. That's the first pasuk. That's where we know tzivonu to make mila on avodim. So that's all the brachas of Mila. We know Yavi Shechiyonu is a big shayla. If there's a chi of Shechiyonu on the father's Mila, on the first Mila, or every Mila, it's a big shayla. The Sfaradim, I think Sfaradim do make Shechiyonu, and it's a big shayla about that. We're not going to get into that right now. Ad Kan, the parak of Lez de Mila. Hardin Aloch, Rav Liaz de Mila, Blinada, for those that finished it. Okay, so now we're finished with the Lez de Mila. We're starting a new parak, parak Toilin, which deals, by beginning at least, a lot with the sugyas of oil, making oil on Shabbos, and the sambayir also. Let's start the Mishnah. Rav Eliezer Omer. Rav Eliezer says, Toilim es tamishmeres biyomtiv, v'noistim l'tluya b'Shabbos. Rav Eliezer says two halachas. First of all, you're allowed to put on top of a barrel this netting. You tighten it on top of the barrel, and then you pour wine onto the net, and all the wine drips into the barrel, and all the sediments, all the shmarim, they stay on top. So there's two problems there. First of all, there's a shayla of bayir over here, and the second problem is making an oil, because you're covering this oil on top of the barrel. You're making a roof on top of the barrel. So Rav Eliezer says that on Yom Tov you can make this oil, because the ma'isa, it's tzarech erechel nefesh, so you're allowed to do that. And you could put, once the oil is made, so on Shabbos you can't make the oil. But once the oil is made, you're allowed to put in the wine, because he holds it's not called bayir. He holds, Rav Eliezer holds it's not called bayir. Why is it not called bayir? Either Rav Eliezer, there's a different shot from Rishonim. Either pshat is because it happens by itself, you're not doing the ma'isa bayir, it's happening by itself. Or pshat is because the wine is really drinkable before, but he holds it's not bayir. V'chom oimri, v'chom argue on both things. Ain't toilim esmeres b'yomtiv. You also can't put on, make an oil on yomtiv, because there's no heter to make an oil on yomtiv. And on Shabbos, even if it's put on before Shabbos, you can't put it on Shabbos because it's bayir. Ve'ein noistim l'tluya b'Shabbos, but you can't do the bayir on Shabbos because you're not allowed to do bayir on Shabbos. Aval noistim l'tluya b'yomtiv, but on yomtiv you're allowed to do bayir. For tzarech hachanefesh, you could sift out the wine on yomtiv. You could do that on Yontif and clean out the wine on Yontif, because Yontif is mutter by Echol Nefesh, therefore it's mutter by Bayer. Ad Kara Mishnah, we have two machlaikasim, Eliezer and the Chacham. One machlaikas is if you could put on Mishmeres, the oil on Yontif, and the other machlaikas is if on Shabbos I could do the sifting of the Shmarim, of the wine, and Shiloh of Bayer. So the first Gemara is going to handle the oil Shiloh a little bit, the first two Gemaras. So the Gemara Hashtom. Rabbi Eliezer Sufay Oil Aralim Safina, and we had a Gemara before, and the Gemara was going to bring it down. The Rabbi Eliezer holds you now be Moisev Oil Arai on Shabbos or on Yontif for the same price. You now be Moisev Oil Arai. He's Machmir. We hold he could be Moisev Oil Arai. He holds he can't be Moisev Oil Arai. So the Mevah the Chil Shari, you can make a Chachilig Oil by covering this barrel. Mahi, where do you find your laser holds a sufa oil as aser? The Tanailim, the Mishnah before, in Perikol Akelim, and Daf Kuf Chof Heyon Beis, like 12 lat ago. Pekaka Chaloin, if you have a piece of board that fills into the window, Rav Eliezer Omer, the only way I put it in is Mancha Kosh of a Tali, if it's tied and it's hanging, piking boy, Vlavain piking boy. Since it's made for the window, you'll let it put into the window anytime. And the Gemara explains, everyone holds you can't make an oil aray metchila on Yontif. Of course you can't do it on Shabbos. To add on, here you have a whole wall, you're adding on a piece of the wall by putting in the window. You can't be ma'isif, ain't shachlem on Shabbos, and of course you can't do it on Shabbos. Chomer ma'isif and v'yishabbos ain't shachlem on Yontif. You could be ma'isif on Shabbos, and pashut on Yontif, you could be ma'isif. So what's going on here? Rav Leah told you can't be ma'isif for oil arai. And here we're saying you can make an oil mitchila. And for the Gemara, Rav Leah has a sovel like Rav Yehuda. Rav Leah holds like Rav Yehuda. What does Yehuda hold? The Tanya, ain't been Yontif on Shabbos or Echon HaVashavad. That the only difference in Yontif and Shabbos is they let it do Echon Nefesh, and Rehuda Mata af Machshira Echon Nefesh, even Machshira Echon Nefesh, even things that are not Mamash Echon Nefesh, things that help you out for Echon Nefesh is also Mutter. So here you're making this oil in order to be able to sift something. So it's Machshira Echon Nefesh, so you're going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore you could do it on Yontif. Of course, oil Arai, and Moisef oil Arai is also on Yontif, but here it's Machshira Echon Nefesh, that's why it's Mutter on Yontif. So Pshar Rabbi Yez, why it's saying it's on Yontif, Mutter on Yontif is, because Machshira Echon Nefesh. Right, the Gemara, Eimer Shemile, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshira, Mashim, Shef, Shalas, and Rabbi Yontif. Only Machshira that can't be done before Yontif, that is when we say that it's Mutafir Rabbi Yehuda. Machshira, Shef, Shalas, and Rabbi Yontif, Mishamale. If you could do it before Yontif, who said you could do it today? Rabbi Yehuda only asked us things they couldn't do before Yontif, but they could do it before Yontif, so then, if you could do it before Yontif, so why you should have done it before Yontif? And the Gemara, there's a deep Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds even more, maybe more Kalkul than Rabbi Yehuda. It's a new shita. Rav Leah holds even machshim they could have done before Yontif, you could do on Yontif. You're allowed to do it on Yontif, and therefore you're allowed to make this oil on Yontif because you need it for machshir oichal nefesh, and therefore it is mutter to do on Yontif. It's mutter to do this on Yontif and to make the oil because machshir oichal nefesh, and he holds even more Rav Yehuda, even you could do it before Shabbat, before Yontif, you could do it on Yontif. So let's continue in the Gemara. Chum says that you can't do it. Why? Because it's a problem of making an oil on Yontif, and Racham don't hold of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Therefore, it's possible according to Racham, it's awesome. So let's see a little more about oil. A boil who? Tala Mai. What's the halacha if you actually did it for the Racham? Let's say you made the oil. You put the oil on. You chayv echatas or not? Mai. On Rav Yosef, toile chayv echatas. If you did that, you are chayv echatas. Racham bim chayv echatas that you are—it's—it's chiyav chatas. This is mamash real oil. Omli Abaya, what are you talking about? This is mamash oil aray. How could you say that's you chayav for that? El miato tola kuzu b'sich sochran l'chayav. Let's say you hung a little cup, a little jug on a hook on the wall. You can tell me chayav because of binyan. You chayav because of binyan because you're making adding onto the wall. No, because it's not. It's only aray. How can you say there? You actually it's mutter. So how can you say here something temporary? That you chayev echatas. So to my Elam Abaya, you're not chayev echatas. Elam Abaya, Medivon, Nish, Liyasek, Derech, Shuwa, Yisra, V'chayel. The whole Isser to put on this cover over the barrel is only as Uvdo the Chayel. Uvdo the Chayel, it's Aser because it looks like something in the weekday. And that's the whole Isser of putting on this oil, and therefore it's only Aser. And hanging up something on a hook, it's mutter actually, like the top place speaks out. That's not even Aser the Rabbanon, because there's no Uvda Dechayel. So there you can mechalik between the two things. But if it was Chayv Medaraisa of putting on oil, so then you wouldn't be able to mechalik of hanging a little jug on a hook. But now that we're saying it's all Rabbanon, we'll say there's no Issa Rabbanon over here. And the Shaila is, it's a little bit shver. Now we're saying it's Uvda Dechayel, so before the Gemara Smashvo is then oil. So you have to say that it's even the Uvda Dechayel, it's still oiled, it's Medin oil. The Uvda Dechayel is a shtickle Medin oil. Because it's that's one of the pshatim. The other pshat you can say is what's the uvda dechayel? Because uvda dechayel means you do something like the weekday. You do something like the weekday, it's called uvda dechayel. You can't make it up yourself. It has to have some shaychus to malacha. So other rishonim explain pshat and Rashi that the uvda dechayel is that if you're allowed to do this, we're scared you're gonna do sifting like you sift in the weekday, and that's also do on Yom Tov. You start sifting kedei to do it for the whole week. You start making a whole sifting company here, and therefore you can't put on this cover over the thing. As uvda the chayil. But lemaisa in Rashi's mashvil lemaisa, it's only uvda the chayil, not shayil oil. It's a big tumul. What happened to the Gemara before? It sounds like it's din oil. Let's just finish up the Gemara over here until the two dots. Mankit Abaya Chumri Mastito Vitani. He took all these chumris. The chumri doesn't mean chumris. I mean, chumri means that he took a gnat. He took all the halachas from different brises and he put it together, halacha lemaisa, regarding oil. Certain things are chayiv, certain things are potter, certain things are mutter. So Mankit Abaya Chumri Mastiyasa Vitani, and he explained like this. Hagud. One halacha is like a little, you have a sack of wine. You used to keep wine in like leather sacks. So there, when they got the place to stop, they put it over some poles and hung it in the ear. And this way, ear went under it to order to cool it off. So there, you're making a shtickle of oil because you're putting it up and its ear is going under it, so it's a little bit of oil. That'll be awesome with the rabbanon. V'hamishmeres, the case of our mishnah where you have this little piece of netting you put over a barrel. The third halacha is kila. Kila is like a canopy that's put over a bed, and it goes like diagonally. So there, it could be, it doesn't have a width of a tefach. So shaila has a width of a tefach or not. Why it's only the rabbanon, but it's only midra rabbanon. It's only midra rabbanon. Kila. V'kise, galen. And kise galen is like a bed that you put back together, take it apart and put it back together. And that's usur because you might bang it in with a nail. So that's not how it's oil. So you have four things, three of them are oil, one is because you might bang a nail. Lo yase, you shouldn't do it. Usur potter av usur. If you do it, it's usur dra banan. Tais doesn't like this Rashi's shot that says that kise galim is only al shema yiska because it sounds like everything is oil digadin. So all these things are oil derabanan, or according to Rashi, maybe you're going to bang in a nail. So that's all these things are usur. What are the four things? A sack they put over some poles. A mashmeres, that's a sift you put over a barrel. A kila, a canopy bed. Vikise, galim. And a chair or bed they put together. Malo yasme, also part of usur. Ole keva, a kvua diga oil, kvua diga tent. Lo yase, also chayiv chatas. If you make that, you chayiv chatas. You're putting a tent up, pitching a tent now for more than a week. You want to, you know, camp out in the forest for a month, put up a tent, yichayev chatas. Aval mita, but a bed that's all put together, just standing up, and I put it down. V'kise traskel, which is basically a folding chair, that when it's folded, it looks like a straight thing. I open it up, now it turns into a roof. And even with walls, you can even have walls. V'kise traskel. V'asla. Asla also is like a folding chair, just has a hole in it to go to the bathroom. Mutala taisim. I put it out on Shabbos. L'chatchila. It's mutala chatchila. And even though it's making four walls also, and making a roof, it's not a problem. Since it's Ovid V'koye, it's called. Ovid V'koye means it's already made. I'm just opening up to make it. Therefore, it's mutala chatchila. And this is where the shaila of like the carriage tops come in. That some say it's mutter because it's over the car, it's like a folding chair. Others, who the holds that, that's also because that's made let's sail, it's worth. These things are not made for shade. It's made as a chair, and therefore, over the car, it makes it mutter. But something that's made for shade might be worse. That's what who holds the umbrellas also. But here we're talking about something that was not made for shade, a mito, kisi, trasko, la asla, these things are all mutter lachatchilas. So we have three levels, Abaye says. Something that's part of asr, like a mishmeres, oli kevas chayiv chatas, and a kisi, trasko, and those things are mutter lachatchilas.